Welcome, welcome everyone, Glide family, Glide friends, Glide folks, to this Glide Memorial Church celebration online. Wherever you are on this life's journey, whether it feels like you are a passenger or a rider on it, in this moment, you are welcome here. Spinning or spiraling, steady or grounded, you are welcomed here. Working from home or furloughed to home, you are welcome and you are welcome here. Isolated, self-isolated, or othered isolated, you are welcomed here. Black, white, straight, gay, blue collar, white collar, young, old, healthy, sick, documented, undocumented, not only are you welcomed here, you are expected here. This is not a new normal for us. We at Glide, who have loved and lost, healed and bruised, have always known that we have to come into recovery together, that we are all in recovery. This is actually Glide's old normal. The world is just catching up to Glide right now. We are, from wherever we are, leading this world towards healing and unconditional love. Amen. Amen. And welcome, 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 welcome to this celebration online. Let me thank some people who are helping to make this happen. We have our church office, our lay leaders, our foundation leadership, Glide's IT department, the communications department, and our founders. A special thanks to our founders, Cecil Williams and Janice Mirakatani, and you all watching from home, from your desk, from your bedside Baptist churches, you who have all said yes to unconditional love again. And now we are in celebration together again. My name is Marvin K. White, and because we are in this pandemic together, I am your minister of celebration. Let us pray this celebration in. Dear God, thank you for this beloved community. Thank you for keeping us all in the midst of the crisis. Thank you for hearing our cry and for hearing our praises. Thank you for receiving both cry and praise equally. Thank you for being in this with us, for showing us that if you can move a virus across all kinds of boundaries and borders, so can love move. Now bless the leadership fighting this pandemic and the medical professionals of this country meeting it head on as they make decisions of care and intervention. And may there be an intervention soon. And bless all who are at risk, have been diagnosed with, and all who have succumbed to the virus. Bless Glide, its programs, the foundation, staff, and volunteers who are keeping essential services going. Bless them, oh God, for them being on the front line. And bless everyone within earshot and eyeshot, and everyone who has no access to church in this moment. Go to them, God, and let them feel the presence of the Lord in the here, wherever they are. And bless every front line, wherever we find ourselves in this fight. Keep us all in love. Keep us all in light. Keep us all in comfort, safety, and peace until we are gathered together again. Amen. Hallelujah. Right on. Shalom. Salam. Namaste. And Ashe. We're getting ready to go now into our community song. And please, from wherever you are, join in. Even if you don't think you can be heard, sing as if your voice is going to carry out into the atmosphere. It's more important now than ever that we raise our voices. Now that we are scattered across the globe, there is even a greater chance that we will be heard if we all join our voices together. That is a song across the universe if we all join together right now. So we're going to go into our community song, and I invite you to join in.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Come on, put your hands together.
This is our community embrace, and I wanted to say a few things about that, about intangible and something being tangible and non-tangible. The non-tangible is what we can't feel, what we can't see, what we can't touch, and that tangible is the actual person giving us a hug, touching us, giving us whatever, and we see, actually see it and we experience it. And I want you to take the time to just think about that. Like even right now, I can't see you, I don't see an audience, I'm in my home, and it's non-tangible. It's in my thoughts. It's in my way of being that I can embrace you in my thoughts. So you may want to take some time to just think about a person that you love and that you care for, that you'd love to just be right in front of them and give them a big hug and say a prayer for them, especially the ones that are having a hard time through this particular time. So we're going to take the time now to have this community embrace. And for those who are watching this right now, you can put your comments in the Facebook part and you can say how many people you are thinking about, or you want to send a note out to somebody and say, you know what, I'm thinking of you. And just that instance of this non-tangible way of communicating is really a tangible way, because that's how we move everything in this world, in this life. It starts from our thoughts first. And what I want you to do right now is just embrace each other with that thought.
Thank you.
Yes, embrace. You know, I was thinking about this song, or these series of songs that are going to come up. This one, this first one, it's not a particular glide song, and it's not something that we do, but you know what? It's an old hymn, and a hymn that I've been hearing since I was a young boy. My father used to sing it all the time. Whenever there was any kind of trial or tribulation or hard time, his faith, and even my faith, looks up to thee. That is the name of the song. It is an old hymn written by Ray Palmer back in 1830. And it's become a classic in a lot of the churches. And before I sing it, I want to say some of the words. So if you miss some of what I'm singing, you actually get the prayer, because that's what it is. It's a prayer to our inner source that's always there to give us faith to move on. So the words go, "My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine." In the second verse, "May your sweet grace impart strength to my weary heart. Be thou my guide. Turn darkness into day. Please wipe all my tears away. And most important, don't ever let me stray from your loving side. My faith looks up to thee."
My love, don't ever
from your holy light. Oh, don't let me ever stray from your holy light. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To move on, yeah, yeah, my faith looks up to me, yeah, yeah. Keep the faith, keep the faith, keep the faith. This next song is from an old recording, an old celebration, not too old. It was earlier this year, and it's featuring Dorian Brockington, one of our favorites at Glide, which is This Morning When I Rose. You get to get your groove on, you can dance in your living room, and the next song following that I think is very appropriate. Please encourage my soul, encourage my soul. So give a listen and enjoy your Sunday as we move along in our service.
For those who cannot get up, you get up.
Thank you. Thank you for that blessed recording. We get to enjoy it over and over and over again. Encourage My Soul, recorded from November 24th. This is now part of the Glide celebration, our live celebration, where we create and reserve a sacred space for members of the congregation to share what Glide means to them. And most of the time, these stories are from someone who had a life experience, perhaps ups, downs, this or that, but something led them to Glide. Glide transformed them, and they share what that meaning is in that context. In that sense, most of us that come to Glide are Glide immigrants. Today, we're going to hear two stories from two people that were born into Glide. They are Glide natives. They've been part of this beloved community since before they were born. Please listen closely to hear from the mouths of babes as I have the privilege and blessing of introducing my two children. First, Ariana Cahill.
Hello, my name is Ariana. As my dad said, I have been going to Glide for my whole life, for 10 years. And Glide has always meant family and home, which it's when I walk into Glide, I see all these very joyous faces, and it's really nice to see those joyous faces, because sometimes in the mornings I have a hard time, but then when I go to Glide, I see all these people smiling and it uplifts me. It's really nice. And well, I love Glide. If I didn't have Glide, if Glide was not a place, I would not be alive, because my parents met there. If my parents never met, I wouldn't be alive at all. And now during quarantine, it's nice to have a little break, but I found out that I can't go to school for a little while, which is a bit sad, but it's nice. I'm Ariana, and I'm Glide.
Hi, I'm Adrian. Not just like Ariana, but I have also been going there my entire life, solid 13 years, and Glide has been a place for me and my sis. It's a home away from home. It's where we see the rest of our extended family, because when you go to Glide, everyone there is family. Everyone's connected and loving, and we might not be together now, but I still know that everybody is still family and connecting and stuff. I'm Adrian and I'm Glide.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Love and my kids, and I can't thank them enough for sharing with you what Glide means to them. I hope that you're feeling the love from the coronial and the quarantinager, as they shared with you what Glide means to them. I'm going to now pivot and just ask you to give. If you're feeling Glide today, know that the work of Glide is still being done. As we all shelter in place, there are many, many who don't have a shelter and no place. And those folks are still being served by Glide. They line up outside and they come to receive a meal to go. So please, please, your money is needed more than ever now. And this is part of what we call our beloved community. So if you have the means, please do give. You can donate online at glide.org/igive. That's in lieu of the ushers coming by and taking up baskets today. So please do consider giving to Glide, pledging to Glide. If you have the means, we need your means. We need you to give and give generously.
Generously, we still need your help, even through these times, and you know, a little bit will go a long way. Whatever you have is a good thing to donate to this great cause. As you saw Matt's kids share, you know, this next song that I'm going to do is before Marvin comes on. I was thinking about what songs to do, and I thought this morning when I woke up, you know, Touch Me. Touch Me is such a classic song at Glide. Everybody loves it. You know, Cecil and Jan, they always request it. And it's definitely one of my favorites to sing. So sit back. I'm going to sing this song without the choir, which is unusual because I always can hear the choir going on behind me. But I'm going to do Touch Me. Touch me, touch, oh me, touch me, touch me, oh touch me, oh touch, oh me, I've been praying, Lord, I've been praying that the Lord will touch me. I know I'm not sometimes I feel so unworthy, but I know I'll never be very much till the hands of Jesus touch me. Ago, I was lost in despair. I began to look all around me. There was no hope that ever be, but I've been praying, Lord. Strength in the time of the storm. We need you right now, Spirit. Oh, but I've been praying. I've been praying, Lord. Oh, Lord, I've been praying that the Lord clean when you get through. Oh, I've been praying, Lord, I've been praying that the Lord will touch me. Yeah. Oh. touch my neighbor, touch my friend, touch my Lord, touch my home. Oh, ooh, 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 touch me, Lord, touch us all. Help us through, help us through this time, yeah.
Thank you, Vernon, for that song. Thank you, Vernon, for leading us into this sermon. And like you, Vernon, I've been praying that the Lord will touch me and will touch our entire family and our congregation and our membership. And I have turned my house into a house of prayer. This sermon that I'm going to give today, and I won't be before you long, is called Step Into This House. It's an invitation for memory, for belonging, and to return home in this coronavirus COVID-19 moment. Scripture says, but whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. That's Luke 10:5. I'm thinking a lot about home now that I'm working from home most often right now. My relationship to my home is shifting. My house is starting to know me again, and it is inviting me into knowing it again. Work is different when I think about my home as an ancestral home. We are not high school, and we have not been suspended, and we have not been sent home. And hopefully, if you are watching this or listening into this, that you are home wherever you are. The coronavirus is actually an indwelling moment. It is inviting us to rest and be inside and be at home with ourselves. So you see, my house used to be my grandmother's uncle's house, and then it was my grandmother's house, and then it was my mother's house, and now it's my house. It's a house built on stories, and it's a house built of stories. It's a house now of questions trying to get me to know it again. Are you at home in your house, Marvin? What greets you when you walk through the door, Marvin? What's the first thing you see when you come home? What's the first thing you smell when you enter this abode? What's the first texture you feel in your hands when you come inside? Come home. That's all home is trying to say to us. How thick is the air when you get there? How high is the pile of dishes? How many loads of laundry are left to do? What is the first life, sentient or non-sentient, that greets you? And who in your house knows your name when you walk through the door? Come home. That's all home wants to say to you. What sound do you make when you close the door behind you? How many times do you check the locks? What do you notice that needs to be fixed? How do you know what will make you feel satisfied with the things the way they are? And how soon do you take your shoes off when you come into the house? For me, I still don't take my shoes off until it's time to go to bed. I'm so used to this kind of leftover trauma that I have from being a caregiver to my mom and to my grandmother that I was always having to be ready to spring into action. I always needed some traction under my feet. I always had to be ready, and there could be no slip-ups. But now my home is telling me to rest here. All my home is saying is, come home. That's all it can say. And where do you throw your keys? And where do you put your wallet? And what about your jacket? And is there a window to open? And was there a window left open? Come home is all home wants to say to you. What floor do you live on? What can you see over? Whose home can you see into? Are they alone like you, or are they full of family like you in this moment? Come home is all home wants to say. Your neighbors are they anything like you? Who made this home for you? Who have you made a home for? What's the name of your kingdom? Who is the first to call you when you come home? Come home. Your home is saying, come home. Who made a home for you? Who is your house open to? Is your house an open house? Is there an open sign hanging on your door? Does your house have a history? Come home. It's all home wants to say to you. Whose land is your home built on? What does your interior design say about you? What does your unmade bed say about you? How many mirrors are in your house? And where is your altar in your house? Where is the holiest place in your house? Come home is all home is asking you to do. What did you leave out to thaw? What ingredients do you need to make a day of this dish? How many and how much leftovers do you have? How much do you really need? And how will you make it stretch, make it all stretch until payday? Come home is all home wants to say. The meat that you left out to thaw today, that has to be cooked tonight. We have to make it work in service of our people. What is so hard to grasp, we must make it feel like a recipe or a mantra or a spell or an incantation or a hadith or a wickening or an awakening. Come home is all home is trying to say. Are you a safe house? Are you a hideaway? Are you a pillar or you a post? Is there a hat on your bed? Where is the most sacred place in your home? Come home. That's all home is saying. When you stand back over creation and your homemaking, when you survey your land, rented or borrowed or owned, what will the historic home tour say happened at your address? How come your street ain't named after you? Is your front door painted red? Is there a machete hanging over the jamb, or is there even salt in your windowsill? Come home. All home is saying is come home. Work is not your home away from home. Work is a structure, yes, that shelters us, but home is the land and the ecology of place that speaks to ourselves and our memories. That's home. We know it when we know it, when we know it and we find it, and it feels just as profoundly when we are not there. And if ultimately, if cosmologically, we are all outside, how does a house or a shelter or a home make you different from anybody else outside in this moment? Do people run by your house or quicken their step by your house? What about your whirligigs and your bottle trees in your front yard? How different is your shelter from your temple? Come home is all home is trying to say in this moment. What's the first thing people smell when they enter your house? What are the textures that we can run our fingers along? What could you cook if somebody dropped by? Does your house let the cold in, or does it make the cold stay outside by itself? What about the heat? Does it let the heat in or make the heat stay outside by itself? Come home. That's what home is trying to say. How do you know your way home? Without using your GPS, how would you in your family's tongue tell people how to get to your house? What does your house look like from way over there? You feeling the home fire burning, you feel the floorboard creaking to greet you when you walk in. Come home. That's all, and that's all home is trying to say. You see, shelter in place doesn't mean you have to keep a lid on yourself. It means a watch pot never boils. And social isolation doesn't mean that you're gonna die alone. It means love your neighbor like you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself in this moment, in this corona moment, you best learn how and start today. And social distancing doesn't mean you can't touch yourself. It means you got thousands of your people in your DNA. You have your ancestors inside of you. It means that you are colonized 3-to-1 by many microorganisms. It means that your body is inhabited by as many non-human cells as human cells. It means you have always been commensal. It means that you have always coexisted with yourself and you have not been harming yourself. You have always been in a mutualistic relationship with yourself. And I'm telling you, you've always been a good host to yourself. And always, always you have been good company to yourself. Come home. That's all home is trying to say to you in this moment. And 6 feet apart doesn't mean you are not desirable. It just means 6 feet apart. It means, where is your good book in your house? And where is your big book in your house? And where is your dream book in your house? And where can you stretch and not touch walls or ceilings in your house? And what does the storm look like from your window? And what does the sun come through and where? And which direction is your headboard facing? And what foundation is your home built on? Come home, people. Come home. That's all home is saying in this moment. Home is a way, because there is a way home right now. Yes, a way of returning to that which sent us out every day, a way to light candles for our ancestors to be guided in, a way to sit and rock and wait this whole storm out, a way to weather storms, a way to sweep the corners and let our plants finally talk back to us, a way for us to please and be on our knees in prayers for deliverance and comfort and forgiveness. There's a way right now to cry and not have to hide our eyes or our lies. Come home. That's all home is trying to say. So until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is deemed a forest, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness abide in the fruitful field. And the effect of righteousness will be peace. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and a trust forever. My people, scripture says, will abide in a peaceful habitation, in a secure dwelling, and in a quiet resting place. All this moment is saying is to make yourself at home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this celebration online, for this Glide celebration online. We are honored that you have decided to stick in this with us, to keep making sure that we are a community, that we are a beloved community, and that you understand that unconditional love knows no boundaries, knows no walls, knows no buildings. It can go and spread as far as we can go and spread. So I hope you'll join us next week, same time, same place. I hope during the week that you will find one of our congregational life groups that are online now in Zoom. So you can call us, you can email us, you can reach out to us, and we can connect if you are feeling alone in this moment. There are people who are ready to talk with you and be in community with you. Is that all right? Amen, amen. So as my benediction, I pray that this week finds you hopeful, finds you listening to more good news than bad news, finds you not teetering over the edge, but standing back and understanding that this is just a part of a big vista of things, that you will feel comforted in your house, in your body house, and in your physical house, that no bad news will reach you, and that only good news will come for you and guide you. Thank you so much. And then we'll see you next week.
Amen, amen. You're going to sing our last community song, our final community song, We Shall Overcome. Today, y'all at home, you can join in with your song in your living room or wherever you are. You can come and sing with us as we're doing the song. So just come and just join in with us. We Shall Overcome. Have a blessed day.